Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Jesus said, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. In a lot of the I am statements in the Gospel of John, the door is one that seems a little strange. I am the good shepherd. We know how that sounds. I am the bread of life. Yes, that's great. I am the door. I guess we don't think a lot about doors. I don't know, unless you install them. You don't really think about them. Or when they're not working right, then we think about them, when they're sticky or when they make lots of noise or something. We don't spend a lot of time thinking about doors. We just kind of go through them. And since the invention of the automatic doors, we hardly think about them at all, I think. We just kind of go along our way, and then there's no door in front of us, and we just keep going. Jesus says, I am the door, meaning I am the one who guards the entrance to the sheep pen. I'm the one who lets the sheep go in and out and find pasture and get all that they need for this life. I'm the door, he says. I'm the gatekeeper. I'm the one who keeps everything at bay. I'm the one who protects. I'm the one who cares for. But ultimately, I'm the one you have to pass through. I'm the door. I remember watching Saturday morning cartoons a lot. And I miss Saturday morning cartoons because they're just not as funny as they used to be way back in the day. But one of the things that I always ends up happening, in, particularly in Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunners, is that there'll be a door painted on a brick wall. And the coyote will go running to the door and think he's just going to open it and go through. And what happens to him? Boom! Smashes right into it. That door that looks really great, like it's a way through or a tunnel, ends up being a brick wall or the side of a mountain. And the Wile E. Coyote smashes right into it. And I think about that in terms of Jesus being the door and how many other doors people try in life, trying to get through life, trying to process life. And there'll be a lot of doors that look really nice, really easy and in plain view. And I can't believe nobody thought of using this door before until they try to go through it and it ends up smashing right in the face. Those things people try to make it through life that end up knocking them down, flattening them, and leaving them in the dust and the dirt of the desert as the roadrunner continues on his way. Jesus is the door. Jesus is the one who opens the pasture to us. And this is similar to Good Shepherd Sunday, when we sing a lot about the Good Shepherd who cares for us, but and Jesus is both the good shepherd and the door to the sheep pen. He's the one who sets up the pen so that the sheep can be protected. And a lot of people, well, and maybe even some of us, have tried other doors. We've tried doors that we've just run headlong into and really done a lot of damage. Maybe spiritually, maybe emotionally, psychologically, there are a lot of doors out there that look really great but don't lead anywhere. A lot of doors just, they won't open. They just flatten you. And Jesus is the one who opens, he says, and so that the sheep can go in and out, that the sheep have movement. They're free to move back and forth and find the good pasture and find the safety and find the food and find the rest. And Jesus is the one who provides that. And so many people want to try everything else before they try Jesus. They don't want to give him that satisfaction, I suppose, of or their relatives the satisfaction of being right about Jesus all along. We don't want to do that, so we're going to try everything else. And other doors? Other doors are trap doors. You see those a lot in cartoons and in lots of different movies and things where the person goes through the door and all of a sudden, phew, they're falling down into a pit. It's a trap door. It looks like a door, or it doesn't even look like a door. Maybe it just looks like a carpet that you're just going to walk past, and all of a sudden you're swallowed up. It's a big hole underneath that. We used to think trap doors were a lot more common than they are, actually. You know, you'd think, you'd worry about every carpet you walked on. Maybe there's a trap door underneath. See, those are the things that we're not even paying attention to. We're just going along in life, and all of a sudden something swallows us up. We find ourselves in a dark, dark place we can't get out of. We didn't expect to be there. Maybe it's a struggle with an addiction that pops up, or maybe it's some illness that knocks us down, or a financial situation that we find ourselves in. We didn't expect to find ourselves in, but here we are. These trap doors seemingly appear out of nowhere. And Jesus, there's no trap, right? Jesus doesn't lock the sheep in and say, you can't go anywhere. Jesus doesn't keep the sheep from experiencing life out there in the pasture. He doesn't lock them behind the door and say, you can't go anywhere. You can't try and you can't enjoy life. A lot of people will say that the church, oh, it's all about the rules and what you can and can't do and the thou shalt nots, and there's nothing that the church allows you to do. And it can't be further from the truth. And yet that's the image people have, that Jesus is somehow this tricky trap door that all of a sudden you find yourself locked behind and life is over as you know it. But Jesus promises safety from those thieves and robbers, those who come in trying to avoid the door, trying to trick the sheep into something else, trying to get them to walk across that carpet because there's the trap door underneath. The word that Jesus uses, he says thieves and robbers, and that word robbers is the same one that he uses in the Good Samaritan parable where the people jump out of nowhere and beat the guy up and leave him for dead. They're not just robbers like trying to take your stuff. They're looking to destroy you. And those trap doors, those robbers that jump out, we're not expecting them. But Jesus is the promise of life. I'm the door, he says. You come in and you go out. And I know I've said this several times already, but I can't emphasize it enough. You go in and go out and find pasture. Jesus feeds the sheep. He leads them beside the still waters. Restores the soul. He's not there to steal life from you. He's not there to beat you down until you are submitting to some oppressive authority. It's not what the door is about. Another door that appears a lot in cartoons. Theology of cartoons. Maybe I need to work on that. Are revolving doors. Those are the ones people get stuck in. BJ's, the restaurant by the mall, has a revolving door. And if you ever watch kids in a revolving door, they're always a little unsure of what that door is going to do. Is it going to run them over if they stop too soon? Am I going to get trapped in there? What if somebody doesn't keep the door moving and I get stuck? Or maybe they're just going to keep the door moving and I'm just going to go around and around in circles until I come out the other side and I'm all dizzy. Jesus is not a revolving door. He's not there to confuse you. He's not here to keep you running and running and running and running and running until you're exhausted and just drop. The door is there to open and close, provide safety, security, and feeding and food and life, not to make you run in circles. And again, there are lots of different alternatives out there that make it feel like you're running in circles. Have I done enough? Have I gone around enough times? Have I tried hard enough? Have I gone through this revolving door so many times? I've gone in and out and in and out and in and out, and until I'm exhausted and I can't deal with it anymore. And a lot of people simply give up at that point. I can't do this anymore. I can't do this revolving door of life that keeps me running, and I never know when the right time is to jump out of it, because I might smash into the door in front of me or into the wall, or again, if I stop moving, maybe I'm going to get run over or trapped if nobody helps me push the door open. I don't know how many of you have felt like that before. You're just exhausted from going and going and trying and trying. Jesus is the door that opens to safety and security, to rest. Oh, the rest that God provides. That time to be at peace. That you don't have to keep running through the revolving door to see if he's going to let you out. Or if you go around enough times, then maybe God will be gracious to you. Or if you try hard enough, you'll figure out how to get in or get out or whatever it is you're trying to do. Jesus is the door who opens and says, "Here, there's food for you here." And you don't have to do anything to get it. You don't have to run in circles to get it. He says there's grace for you who have been going in circles or have fallen into the pit or maybe you've smashed into the brick wall one too many times. He says there's grace for you. There's mercy for you. There's peace for you. The door. Jesus, I am the door. I am the one who stands for my sheep, who guards my sheep, who provides for my sheep. All of those other ways, the trap doors, the brick walls, the revolving doors, whatever other kind of doors you can think of that you have tried at some point in time, they don't lead anywhere. In Alaska, there was a big joke for a long time when down in the southeast, they were trying to build a bridge between two of the islands, and it got labeled the Bridge to Nowhere because they only got so far before all of the funding got cut off, and then it didn't go anywhere. It's the Bridge to Nowhere. There are a lot of doors to nowhere, and we've tried a lot of them. With all of the people here in this room today, I can't even begin to imagine all of the different doors you've tried to open or been caught running around in circles in or have slammed into. Lots of them. But here today, Jesus opens the door for you. He opens the door to peace, contentment, feeding and food and everlasting life. That door is there. And Jesus opens that door for you. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and keep our minds always in the one true faith to life everlasting. Amen.